At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Six Dallas area locations were among nearly 100 7-Eleven convenience stores targeted by federal immigration agents yesterday. They served the stores with audit notifications and conducted employee interviews to verify employees as eligible to work legally in the U.S. Local immigration and customs enforcement officials said there were no local arrests, but 21 people across the country were taken into custody on suspicion of being in the U.S. illegally. In the nearly 4 months since the Hurricane Harvey Red Cross shelters in North Texas emptied out, more than 100 evacuee families have restarted their lives here. KERA's series One Crisis Away After the Flood chronicled a few of those journeys. Courtney Collins has a wrap-up.
Hurricane Harvey brought strong winds and days of lashing rain. Lewis Small rode it out in Port Arthur. Felicia Rush was in Beaumont.
The sofas and the beds was already flooded, so we went upstairs to the second floor to the breezeway. We had a chair and we both had a blanket, and that's all we had.
I was so afraid, and they told me they sent somebody to get me because I was handicapped. And they helped tow me down and got me into the truck and took me to the Beaumont Civic Center.
Both Small and Rush were rescued and eventually brought to North Texas, with not much more to their name than a few sets of clothes. They decided to stay here. So did Daphne Griffin and her family, and Brandy Foster and hers.
The hardest decision is your kids. Can you start over? How much faith do you have?
And I stopped worrying about it, and I seen how everything was working out and all the doors were opening for me. It was like, okay, this your opportunity to actually, instead of being a single mom, you could be a successful mom.
Starting over after the flood with questions and hope. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Later today, Courtney and executive producer Jeff Whittington will share photography from the series and talk about producing One Crisis Away After the Flood. Catch the live conversation at KERA's Facebook page this morning at 10:30. The Sundance Film Festival has launched some major careers. Think Steven Soderbergh, Quentin Tarantino, and Paul Thomas Anderson. Our big screen team talks with a Dallas filmmaker who might join that list this year.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And our guest today is Augustine Frizzell. Augustine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The movie you're premiering at Sundance is called Never Going Back, and it's about a couple of high school dropouts who face a bit of a perfect storm of problems while they're on a vacation. Where did the idea for this story come from?
It was almost 100%. Well, no, it was 100% based on my own teen years growing up in Garland, Texas, and some misadventures that my best friend at the time and I got into, and so my own life.
It's always cool when a movie that is set around here is actually shot around here. I'm wondering if you could tell us some of the locations that we can look out for in your film.
Yeah, of course. We really, you know, because I grew up in Garland and it took place in Garland, we looked extensively for locations in Garland and ended up finding none, sadly. So our primary house was in Grand Prairie. I mean, we shot a lot in a little suburb of Fort Worth. So Fort Worth was huge to the film as well. We shot at the jail there. We shot at a closed down Chicken Express in Fort Worth too. And they remade it completely into our sandwich shop location. So yeah, so all over town.
What does that mean that your first full feature film is debuting at one of the most important film festivals in the world?
It means I'm incredibly lucky and grateful and humbled. Yeah, it just, it's been a very long road.
How long? When did you start writing this and when did it start blossoming as a potential feature film?
Gosh, I started writing a really short version back in 2010, maybe 2009-ish. So a long time ago. And I thought that would be a really fun short film. And the more I was writing, the more I was noticing that I had a ton of material, you know, whether it be things that had happened back then or, you know, things that had happened more recently. And realized it was too much for just a short.
On top of all this Sundance excitement, Variety named you one of its 10 directors to watch in 2018. And we should note that this is the list that has previously included Barry Jenkins, Christopher Nolan, some people we've heard of. First of all, were you surprised by that? And also, what does a distinction like that mean?
Yeah, it was a huge surprise. But also, like you said, I mean, so many fantastic filmmakers have been named there, and I've watched their careers blossom, and I've just been fans of their work. I mean, you work so hard and you work so long, there's a certain credibility that that lends to you, and I'm appreciative of that, because you can say that you're going to do a thing for so long, and then until other people start recognizing it, it doesn't always feel real, and so that recognition is, it's really nice. And it hopefully means I get to make another movie. So.
Did you happen to watch the Golden Globes on Sunday?
No, I was watching my own film for the third time in the same day, finishing up the sound mix. But anyway,
well, probably much more fun doing that, I would guess.
The reason I ask is there was a lot of talk during the broadcast about putting an end to sexism and harassment in the movie business and empowering women to tell stories. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you feel like we're experiencing a moment that might lead to real change.
God, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I think recognition is like the first step to any change, and it's still so deeply ingrained in men and women and the roles that we've seen in our parents and grandparents and that are portrayed in movies and literature that it's a lot of work that is needing to be done, but I think we're definitely on the right path.
Augustine Frizzell, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Thanks for being here.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Snow and sleet could be headed for North Texas this afternoon. The National Weather Service in Fort Worth says a gusty cold front will drop temperatures down to the 40s and 30s, bringing chances of winter weather. However, the front should make its way out of the region by tomorrow. Currently, it's 58 degrees now in Dallas, 54 in Fort Worth, 45 degrees now in Wichita Falls, and 57 in Tyler. This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Time now is 8:30.